for all men, for all human beings, for all ages. We ask his blessings upon his descendants, upon his companions, upon the righteous servants, all of them, upon the Muslims in the world today, in America and throughout the world. Dear beloved Muslims, I would like to read from the Quran the verse before, going into some thoughts or ideas, details of the khutbah today. Here in chapter 5 of the Quran, chapter titled Al-Ma'idah, the table, verse 97, reads, O who you believe, Ya ayyuha alladhina aminu, God does but make a trial of you in a little matter of gain well within reach of hands and your lances, that he may test who fears him unseen. Any who transgress thereafter will have a grievous penalty. The Holy Prophet, the peace and blessings be upon him, had much the same kind of trial on him, a test on him, that Moses had when he was leading the Hebrews. The only difference is that the Arab people were not quite as stubborn as the Jews were. The Jews thought they knew everything even before Moses came to them. The Arabs didn't think they knew everything, but they thought they knew most of the things, you see. So it was a little different, but not very much different. There were stubborn people who at every opportunity or every turn were questioning the leadership of the Holy Prophet and making trouble, falling back into the things that he had warned them against. Here, this verse here, the temptation to be attracted to the small things of the world, and they're called small things. Meat that we hunt, food we eat, cook and eat, the little money we use to transact our business. These things are the small things. The great things are the things of faith, the guidance of God, the wisdom of his books. These are the great things. But many of us miss the great things going after the small things. Prophets had to warn the people over and over again not to be captured by these small things, but to see them as necessities of life and give themselves to the chief aim, and that is to please Almighty God. Tomorrow, inshallah, we'll be celebrating the Eid al-Adha. We know that this is the second of the two great Eid days, sacred days or holidays of the Muslims. Eid Al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, the celebration of the fast month and the celebration of the victory of Hajj. So we have these two great holidays, and I feel that we should be looking to the greater things now and giving less of our mind and heart to the small things of life. What does it take to get your food and clothing, shelter? Doesn't take much. Many men manage that by not doing hardly anything at all. That's not such a big deal. The big deal is the salvation of your mind and your heart. That's the big deal. Because so many people have those material things, but they don't have the salvation of the mind and the salvation of the heart. Muslim holidays are not to be taken as rituals, empty rituals. Everything that Allah did through the great Prophet Muhammad was done to bring the people out of darkness, the darkness of ignorance, to bring them out of the darkness of ritualism, the darkness of empty formalities, empty gestures, empty traditions that say no more than just a show, do no more than just whet the appetite but never satisfy. These things are to attract us to think. Everything that you see operating in the universe for the human being is something provoke thought, to make you think. In the Quran, God says, "Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr." Concerning the hour, the human being, mankind, is in loss. Loss. Illa alladhina aminu wa amilu salihan, except those who have faith and practice good deeds, do good work. Wa tawasaw bil haqq, and they cooperate mutually for the advancement of truth. Wa tawasaw bis sabr, and they cooperate or work together to persevere. To persevere. It's called the patient, the sabirin, the patient one. We can read this as one who has learned how to read letters. And then we can read it, as Mr. Travis says, as one who has learned how to read ideas. And there's a great big difference. We've been taught to read letters, but most of us have not been taught to read ideas. Until we learn to read the ideas, we're living in darkness. we're living in darkness. Many of us have faith, but that doesn't mean we have light. There's a difference between faith and light. Faith is the first development. First you develop faith, and you can't pursue any course or any line of knowledge until you first have faith in what that course or that line of knowledge promised you. So God has promised us through his prophets many wonderful things, many wonderful things. God has promised us many wonderful things through his prophets. And God has nourished through his prophets the love, the faith in his creatures, so that we will become strong in the faith. What's the purpose of that strong faith? That strong faith is only to make you more dutiful in pursuing the good ends that God has established for the human beings. And first of all, you are a creature of learning. You're not an animal. You're not a stone. You're a creature of learning. You are a learning creature. God has created you so that you will learn more and more and more. You can exist in a biological body as a tree, as a stone, as an animal, as anything you want to be, other than a human being. But to exist as a human being, you have to be developing your mind, raising your knowledge, clearing up your understanding. The real human being is not satisfied going through gestures, making motions, feeling something and not seeing it. We want to see. What does God offer us? He offers us light and healing. Light for our confused lives, for our empty and confused minds, and healing for the hunger, the pain of hunger in us. We hunger for understanding. We hunger for knowledge. We hunger for peace. We hunger for a way to live together. We hunger for many, many things. What will answer this hunger? Knowledge and understanding. That will answer that hunger. So light brings a healing. Is that right? God promised us healing and light, but there is no healing without light. Light has to come, and then there will be healing. Understanding has to come, and then our minds will be relieved of the pain, painful questions that gnaw at our mind all the time, wanting answers. When Moses was leading the Hebrews out of Israel, he replied to them under the inspiration of God, told them that if this is all that you want, go to any city. Go to any city. Go to any Egypt, the word is used. Mean any city that offer those material things. If that's what you want, go to any city. That's the small dream, the small thing. But if you want the greater thing, then follow the way that God has set for us. And that way is not to make gestures, go through motions, speak language, and not understand. It's to understand. And we've been in the habit for so long of just going through motions, ritualistic gestures, having a theater, A lot of drama. Making mouthing things, making words, and not making any understanding. We've been in the habit so long, until really it only takes, you know, I used to make magnets by what they call it, induce the magnet with another magnet. Induce magnetic power into one bar with a magnet bar, with a magnetic bar. And you begin inducing the magnet into the bar with certain strokes you make in the same way, repeating the same stroke in the same manner all the time. And you could put magnet in a dead bar. The longer you stroke it, the stronger the magnet will be. And if you continue to stroke it in a systematic way, if you don't stroke it in a systematic way, and you stroke here and stroke back, you kill what you've done. You see? But if you stroke it in a systematic way, you hit at a certain point, the point on the bar, and you bring it all the way to the end of the bar, and you don't touch it again until you touch right back at that same point, and you continue like that. So it's a system. You can't just do it any kind of way. It's a way to do it. And if you do it the right way, the magnet will go into the bar, and the bar will become magnet. Actually, you're just one bar is influencing the molecule in the other bar to make that bar take the same form that it has. That's all it's doing. One bar is influencing the other bar to make its molecules take the same form that is in the magnetic bar. But if you don't do it in the proper way, you kill your work. You destroy your work as you do it. And if you do it a few little bit and leave it, it won't work. It goes for nothing. And if you have a thin piece, you can do it a long time, the magnet will soon be lost. It's a thin piece. It'll soon be lost, you see? So I've learned by experience that the Western mind, perhaps the Eastern mind too, I believe the whole world is affected. It's just like that thin bar. You rub and you rub and you rub and you rub to magnetize the bar. You go home and go to bed, you come back, the bar has no magnet. The bar doesn't want magnet. The bar just wants to let be bar. That's all. Just want to be still. Doesn't want to be alive. Doesn't want any life. Do you want to be a dead bar still, or do you want to be a living bar with the power to attract others? You have to get some body to yourself. Get some body to your mind. You have to grow in the mind. And the only way to grow in the mind, you have to treat everything with respect. Everything with respect. Don't disrespect anything. Respect things. Respect the words you're taught. Respect the people who teach you. Respect what they say. Respect the discipline that you're given. Respect the prayer that you make. Respect everything. We don't give much attention to things we don't respect. If we respect things, we give more attention to it. And in giving more attention to it, we get more out of it. The mind digests something. The mind become alive with something from that. But if you don't respect anything, you get nothing. Because your mind won't give itself to the things that you don't respect. Listen. And God has said he has created everything with dignity, everything to be respected. He hasn't created anything that shouldn't be respected. Everything he has created is to be respected. And he said that he has created a human being honorable, respectable. He has created the human being with honor and dignity. He said, every son of Adam he has made dignified, honorable. This is the Quran, this is Allah. So we have to learn how to give ourselves to search for understanding. Don't just take things for face value. Look for the message. We're approaching now the 15th century, Hijra. We're going to wait for another 15 centuries before we learn the message of Al-Islam? Most of us don't have the message of Al-Islam. We have the feeling of Al-Islam. Like the church doesn't have the message of Jesus. They have the feeling of the gospel. They don't have the knowledge of the gospel. We want knowledge. We don't want to just go through rituals forever and not knowing anything. The rituals are here as a sign that there was knowledge. The great teacher, he has passed away. The Quran is here, and the rituals are here. The Quran is the living proof that there has been revealed divine knowledge to people. And the rituals are proof that there was wisdom in the people who followed that prophet. Yes. They make salat. They make them in a certain way. Not any kind of way. It's a system. They make salat. They pay zakat. They fast Ramadan. They make hajj. And they declare that there is one God and one God only. And Muhammad is his messenger. Not his equal, not his associate. Not his likeness, not a divine, a human being, like all other human beings, but one blessed to be lifted to the highest peak in understanding and in moral excellence. You see? We have to have understanding. Well, ask. إن الإنسان لفي خسر. Concerning the hour, the human beings are in a state of loss. In a state of loss. The hour is very important to human beings. What hour? Well, last. What hour? Not just any hour. There are many hours. Say, ah, that's an hour. There are many hours. What is this hour that keep man searching and searching? The hour in which he hungers and thirsts, but it never really jails for him. Only jail for those that God has blessed. The hour of fulfillment. Fulfillment. Human beings want to fulfill their lives. And we all struggle to fulfill our lives if we have any human drive at all. If we have any human life, any human drive at all, we are struggling to fulfill our lives. But most people fail to fulfill their lives. Why? Because they are at loss. They're in the dark as to the meaning of the hour. Allah. There would be no need for an us if everything had been left as God created it. There would be no need for an adha, for an Eid al-Adha, if everything had been left as God created it. So what is this religion? This religion is a fight. This religion is a battle. This religion is a jihad. It is a struggle. It is a war against falsehood, against ignorance. Not just on the ground, but also in the heavens. It is a war against falsehood in the heaven and on earth. Oh, how can you say there's falsehood in the heavens? There are heavens and heavens. Your concept of heaven is not existing. There's no such word in the Quran as a heaven separated from skies. There's skies. We have skies and heaven. In the Quran, there's only skies. And they translated heavens. Samawat wal ard. The skies and the earth. Samawat wal ard. The skies and the earth. You ask any man who's never picked up a religious book, who knows nothing about religion, ask him if he speaks Arabic, what is Samawat? What is Samawat? He'll tell you it's sky, it's skies. He won't tell you it's heaven unless he understands something about the religious language. Then he's, oh, heaven. We have one word. Sky and heaven is the same word. And what does God say? I will give you a paradise. The space of it is the space of the skies and the earth. Yes. God says that he has prepared for his devotee a paradise. Its space, its span, its width is as the skies and the earth. And what does God say again? وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The throne of God extends over the skies and the earth. The throne of God extends over the skies and the earth. So what are you doing? You going back to sleep? You going back upstairs? Going back to gesturing and not understanding what you're doing? You like the ease? You like to be left alone? You like the quick khutbah? You like the quick magnetism that leaves you with no magnetism overnight? If that's what you want, then you're not my people. My people exist somewhere else. I have been raised with a people that want understanding. I belong to that company, to the company of those that want understanding. Those who are fed up with empty ritual. That's why I don't feel like bothering you anymore. I like to leave you alone. Because I waste your time and you waste my time. The world needs people to knock at the door of knowledge. The world doesn't need people just to go through a show. That's all we've been doing is going through the show. Knock at the door of knowledge and never tire of knocking. If Allah is most merciful, forbearing, most merciful. And he will not let you knock and knock and not receive an answer. If you knock and knock and knock, he will answer. But you'll be tested to see if you really want an answer or you just want to be seen. Many knock on the door just to have someone see them. But if you knock for knowledge, God will not let you knock and knock and not answer. We have from the United States, from our community, over 200, I believe, who are blessed to be in the holy precinct, completing the rites of the Hajj. They are blessed, and I hope they will remember us and pray for us here, because Allah will reward their prayers many, many times. Those who are sincere, he will give them great blessings, great blessings. And what they ask for, Allah will give it if they are sincere. I pray that they are praying for us because we need the blessings. The Western world needs the blessing. The blessing of understanding. We need to see the light of day. We know that Dhuhr is the time when the sun is nearest the zenith, almost straight over your head. We don't pray when the sun is exactly over the head, that's the zenith. But after the sun has passed a bit toward the west, then we pray. We call it Dhuhr. This is an important time of prayer for us.